When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring Lerae and Mr. Noah Neck. Hey, I know that's right. And not to mention, on this lovely podcast, we have a special guest today.
We do. But that being said, wait, goals.
I'm going to get there.
Tell me about your goals.
You're excited.
I am excited.
It seems like you're like really excited. One of my goals is to, I guess, be more hands-on in life. Like, I want to clean my room by myself. I want to clean the house by myself. I want to cook my own breakfast. Like, why are you smiling? Like, are these, like, not cliche goals?
What I do?
You're just like, okay, fine. Maybe I'm just overthinking. I'm a cancer.
I never squinted or anything. I was just, funny because last night I was literally over at your house and just like, you're going to like tell Rosa to quit or like,
oh,
are you going to fire Rosa?
See, I'm glad that you brought that up because I feel like even before I became, you know, in this position, I always had my mom.
What position? Before you?
Before I had to, hold on. What's going on here? Are you trying to come
say you're famous and rich? Do it.
I wasn't gonna say that. Even before I became into this position where I can afford things that I wasn't able to afford when I was back in Compton, my grandmother would clean up after me, and my father would clean up after me too sometimes. So I was always having someone clean up after me. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the point where I moved to Nashville, and I was always cleaning up. It was so therapeutic, and I felt like it was like a. It was like a reality check. You know, it kept me like on my toes. Mm. And now that I have people like, you know, willing to clean up for me again, I'm like losing sight of my like, you know.
Responsibilities.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like get bored easily and I'm like always trying to like figure out what to do. But I'm like, bitch, you can go clean your room and like, it'll be like, it's like an activity, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Cleaning like, can be fun. If you make it fun, put on some music.
And that's just, what like, I'm saying. Light a candle like a
little,
up in the bitch.
Yeah. Light a candle. Make a little game out of it.
Wait, how?
I don't know, if you're like doing laundry, set up your basket.
Hold
and shoot
on, bitch,
some hoops.
Do you even clean?
Of course.
Liar.
What do you mean?
What do you clean? Besides your ass crack.
What are you talking about? What do I clean?
What do you clean?
My room. I keep my whole house tidy. Like
right. I know Markel's scrub-dub-dubbing on them floors, bitch. You're not fling nobody. We know. And we know Maxwell's hiring maid services 24/7.
No, no, no. We're fortunate to have a maid service. That comes once a week.
So
they're the best.
Fucking privileged. So fucking
don't you
privileged.
Have like a you have like a house
I have
mom
a mother that comes to
and
my
an
house.
Assistant.
Actually, my assistant, I let her go because she wanted to work for Harry Styles. Okay, that's
that
why
right?
She quit. But it's okay. I'm a lot to handle. You know, it's hard to maintain a black individual. You know, my hair falls out a lot. There'll be oils everywhere. It's not fun. It's really difficult.
Okay.
Anyways, what are your goals? On a positive note.
I want to,
read
I'm
that.
Trying to get into a movie. I think that'd be fun. Really want to try acting. Dip my feet in there. Mm-hmm. I just want to do a bit of everything, you know? You didn't like to dip my feet.
I didn't like the
metaphor.
Dip the feet in there. I see them toes. You should dip them feet somewhere else. I'm not
like
a fan.
Where?
Bleach. That's sick though. I can see you. Like you give me like Nickelodeon star. Like you remind me of like the most.
You should shut up.
What do you mean?
Nickelodeon star?
What is wrong with that?
What?
Continue,
what were you gonna
say? Did you take that as shade?
No. Yeah.
What's wrong with being a Nickelodeon star? Were you? I'm also very dumb. Like I don't get it. But like you give me like Disney Channel star too. Like you give me like movie, like. All American white boy dream, like, you know, like family friendly, like right. Grammys, like Emmys. Honestly, just give me the most like common movie star, white boy. There, I fucking said it. You're basic.
There.
No, but I can just so see you like going to like the Emmys and like doing all that stuff. I'm tired of the TikTok dances. It's like, let's get you in a movie. I'm so sick of that fucking dance.
Which one?
All of them. Let's put the phone down and let's get the script up.
Let's put the phone down.
Let's get the script up.
Okay. I don't know how to take in whatever you just said.
Thank you.
I don't know whether to say thank you or to punch you in the face.
You know how LA people just are so, like, just egotistical? Like, I just complimented you. I said you're an all-American dream boy movie star, and you can't even say thank you. It's giving, like, white privilege. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So, Noah, enough of this rambling about your goals and my goals. You know, let's get into something more crazy and exhilarating for this lovely podcast.
Okay.
And with that being said, we have the most crazy, exhilarating, thickest, voluptuous, nasty.
This is true.
It's not Megan Thee Stallion, as much as I wish it was, but it's damn near
the
close.
The next best thing.
It's giving her brother. It's Markell Thee Stallion. Wait, oh, I gave his name away.
Guys, this is Markell, my roomie.
I got it. Thank you, roomie. Hi, guys. I'm Markell Washington, the baddest bitch that lives in the Trill House. You know, I live with Noah, and Larae was one of my great friends who lives right up the street. Mm-hmm. And this has been a very interesting start. I'm just sitting here getting ready to enjoy them. I feel like I'm going to set up a new boxing match after this
podcast. No, we had some unfinished business, and we just decided to take it to the mics on the podcast. But we were talking off camera, and
I don't remember that.
You don't?
I don't.
You want to move right past it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to rehash it?
I understand that you have dementia and your delusion.
No, but I remember exactly what happened. I don't have dementia.
Right.
Do you remember what happened?
I know you see and hear things now, sweetie, and I know how you girls get. You like to tussle, but that's not for me. Anyway,
two fight videos online.
Wow, he's pulling your fight videos out on you.
Right. Is that what we're gonna do, Noah neck?
Right.
He's talking about your neck.
I would never. I actually love the thickness of your neck, but
he loves the girth of
your
neck.
I honestly don't think today is a day of envy and anger and just negativity. We have a special guest here. Let's get down to that. So, Noah, what have you been working on?
I've been working on a couple different projects. I'm trying to become a singer. I'm trying to release my new single, Bad Bitches Ain't Shit.
Wait. Well, I was actually so excited.
Right.
You're so annoying.
You had me for... I thought I was going to believe you.
I really wish I could tap into an inner Megan Thee Stallion type vibe.
I feel like you could. I feel like, honestly, you have that type of, like, personality that can just adapt to anything. And if you put your mind to it, you can, like... do it.
Low key, I feel that too. And as much, like, I have like a good little rapper voice, but it would have to be a Megan style rap.
Yeah.
Like I can rap sometimes 50 Cent and 2 Chainz, but
you see how he treats me? Just like,
you didn't see, he's such a victim. He looked at me first. I was listening, and then he looked so
I literally didn't do that. You know me. I'm such a positive girl.
Anyways, no, but the funny thing is, like, I've heard you sing, and like it's funny because you are like such a performer. Like, mm-hmm. You can dance like Meg.
But sing like
Beyonce?
But
then Beyonce? You could also sing like, who's got a create, like fucking Sam Smith, you know? Like, mm-hmm. What if you combine the two? Like, what if you just like twerk into like a ballad?
Like the Megan Thee Stallion video of her
if
doing,
you wanna let me down.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't tell that you don't want me. Hey, yeah.
That
would be a good little number.
No one's doing that now.
We found it.
No one's doing that.
That's true. That would be a new, like, a new wave. Yeah, a new genre. Like a little. I feel like we're on Mortal Kombat, and we just unlocked a new character.
We did.
At that point.
Like, what would you call it? What would that be called? Ghetto gospel.
Ghetto gospel.
That'd be sick.
Ghetto gospel.
Ghetto gospel.
Do we like it?
Yeah.
We don't like
getting
it.
Very much. You know, it's very interesting. That was a...
That was something.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Ghetto gospel.
Is that a thing?
I was thinking more like R and soul.
Yeah, R and soul.
R and soul, like R&B, but R and
soul.
Soul,
yeah, because I'm giving the soul with the singing, but R&B mm-hmm. with the dancing
mm-hmm,
more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
Ghetto gospel.
What I say?
Ghetto gospel.
Was that like a name or something? I thought I ate.
Ghetto gospel really give it. You thought you ate. Give me your plate back, sweetheart.
And give it to me. Because I'm hungry.
Yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Delicioso. No, ghetto gospel gives me very much like, yeah, knees are sweaty. I'm trying to pray to the Lord for spaghetti, you know?
I was born by the river.
River. I was born by the river. I was shaking that ass. Bend it over, pop the pussy. I was making that cash.
That's
ghetto
gospel. That's
ghetto gospel.
So that's like actually a thing.
No.
Wait. But we saw where you're going with
it. Yeah, I saw the potential you had in the delivery.
But let's lock her up.
Okay.
Orange soul. That's where we're going to go with orange soul.
Orange soul.
Ghetto gospel.
I was just trying to add like the...
No, we see the vision. Okay. Let's change the subject.
I love the bangs. The bangs is a sir. But you know what I was thinking you should do?
I was thinking you should give us like you know, like a little longer.
Or a buzz cut.
Should I get a mullet? That ship sailed.
Were you thinking about it?
Hopefully it tanked.
That was like a joke.
No, I could see what a mullet. You would eat.
Low key, with a little party in the bag and giving us one of those.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
Mm-hmm.
What color?
I had to bleach it for soccer.
I didn't see that.
You had to?
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't.
Why'd they make you?
As a team, like we just did it. It was a group decision.
Oh,
we were just
cute.
Like, let's just bleach your hair.
For my hair, I just feel like I want to try something new. I want to like dye it like red. Or okay. I want to do like a super like long in the back front thing. But I'm also just really lazy. And that just takes a lot of effort and work to try something new.
I feel like you should dye your tips like a color. Or do you want to do the whole thing like a different color?
I don't know. I was going to do blonde highlights around my hair.
That would be dope.
That would be nice. But like the thought process of like trying a new hairstyle and then like posting about it is just like, I'd rather just like have a new hairstyle and no one see it.
Right. Mm.
Just for myself. Mm. What about you, girl?
I got a couple of different wigs that I like to play around with. I have a blonde Princess Leia bob.
Mm.
I mean, the little balls on the side of my head, snow buns. That's not.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. But I see it.
And I have a long Megan Thee Stallion blank jet black wig. Yeah, it gives body, volume, and everything in between.
Before introducing you, Larry and I were speaking a bit of like resolutions. Do you have any?
No, my goals for 2022 is to be more of a bad bitch, get more into the acting and hosting world, and I want to be more fashionable because I want to take trips like y'all's. Y'all go out of town every other week, and I'm like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And I got a passport now. I want to be like a bitch on a skateboard in Dubai or a camel bag.
There you go.
Like, you know. You can see it?
I saw it. I just saw it.
We've spoken about this. You would be the best host. Like, it doesn't matter like what show, doesn't matter what the show's about, like your energy, like hosting's honestly missing out not having you in like that world. No, but I'm being serious. And like we've actually spoken about it, but
right.
I don't know. I can just see it, you know.
I could so see it. Your energy's unmatched for sure. And I feel like your stage presence is just there. And you have them like, you know how some people have like, oh, like my sense of humor is dark or like my sense of humor is this. I feel like everyone gets yours.
Right.
Like it's like, you can't go, it doesn't go past no one's head.
It's yes! Kind of perfect.
It's like Cardi B.
I love this podcast.
It's like Cardi B. You know how like Cardi B, like no matter what she says, everyone will laugh at it because everyone gets it.
Right.
Like the joke doesn't go past, like you have that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I want to tap into it for sure because I feel like you said, in the least conceited way possible, I feel like one of these little damn shows, they're missing out on a great opportunity. Because even if I had a co-host, I can piggyback off of what they're saying. And then my friend, my really good friend, Heidi D'Amelio, said, Heidi D'Amelio, told me, she's like, Markel, you do a great job of thinking on the spot and coming up with stuff. And sometimes I don't even know how I do it. Like, it just...
You're a people's person, like the improv. Yeah, it's just easy.
It's like, just easy to improv and like come up with ideas and like sayings and stuff.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with like people, like not even just like people, like overthink improv.
Right.
And it's like we're improvising right now, just talking to each other, and it's like doesn't have to be that deep. But like imagine you taking over Steve Harvey at Family Feud. Could you imagine you hosting Family Feud? That'd be so much fun.
That would be very interesting, but I'm the type of person that I will have to take a couple courses and classes because when somebody say a dumb answer, bitch, you dumb. Steve does a great job.
It'd be a very different show because Steve Harvey, iconic, you know, and he's amazing as a host, but it would just be completely different energy.
Right. And he does a great job of like
making people feel stupid.
Yeah, literally, it's the facial. The face deep. Like they be like, so name the number one thing you need to take care of an animal. I got it, Steve. A bed. Bed for taking care of. Yeah, he just. I couldn't do that. I would literally roast them and make them feel so bad. But I'm like, that's where the training comes in at.
Yeah, that's where it's different.
I'm what sorry, are you that was a really at? Good impression.
Thank you. Right, you saw that.
I feel like I was watching TV. It's crazy.
The bed, y'all.
Bed.
Right.
Should we?
And in a family. Good answer. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Continue. I guess.
What's up, Noah Beck?
Should we move on to our first segment? Like, should
Which
we...
is what?
On our sheets here. For you, page of the week. Is there anyone or any trend that you've like had your eye on? Like, is there anyone that like deserves to like that shout out? We're all gonna have.
I've been recently.
All five. It doesn't matter.
I think I came across this guy mainly. Like, I paid attention more because you mentioned him.
Okay.
You said he's a guy. I'm a Chamberlain, the Axel guy.
Axel, yeah.
I just was in the car on my way here and I was watching all his TikToks and I think he's like the most like interesting person ever right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like the way he talks to me.
No, he's killing it. He's
like,
very. Yeah.
You know, that is a great question. That's such a great segment, Noah. Great job.
My idea. But
honestly, my For You page of the weeker would be Billie Eilish. She ate Benny. I don't know if his name
Benny Blanco.
Billie said, what do you, because Benny was making fun of Charlie Puth for making TikTok videos, and he was like, all you do is sit in a room and make TikTok videos all day. And Billy had stitched and was like, what do you do, Benny? You do the same exact thing. And it just ate for me. And I'm like, I love people who stand up for their friends and defend them, because Charlie
they
has.
They have to be joking.
Well, Charlie's like, Charlie Puth has said, okay, Benny, these videos were funny at first, but now they're just getting repulsive and this offensive. And
you
Benny
see,
just
you see
keeps.
Charlie, he texted him. And then Benny like exposed their text.
What?
Yeah. Charlie and Benny have been going at it for so long. Yeah.
This is messy.
At first I thought it was a joke. And then like, it may still be a joke. They may have all of us convinced, but it's like.
Oh, no, because
I don't even know if it's funny at this point. It's kind of like
boxing
bullying.
Match.
Like,
yeah. Oh, like, I want a boxing match.
But no, Charlie literally reached out to Benny Blanco over text and was like, hey, man, like. It was funny at first, but like, can we stop? Like, I'm just trying to focus on like my content and everything like that. And he basically just was just like, shut up. Like, and then he just like,
stop being a big baby.
And he just like screenshotted the text and just posted it on his TikTok. It was a while ago. Like, not too long ago, but.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah. Oh my God. The girls are fighting.
Yeah. The girls are fighting.
Well, I think when coming up with this segment, I think we were kind of wanting to highlight people that were like up and coming and like. She's like at the top.
You know? Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let me look up one more time. Hold on.
She got all the recognition.
That part.
Is there anyone like any dancers that you like? Because I know.
His name's Darius Duh. He's an amazing dancer.
Okay.
He's created a couple of trends.
Yeah, I love him.
And make a video.
Did he make his dance?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
And
he's so talented.
He's got almost 500,000 followers, and he's created.
That's perfect for it. Yeah,
he's created a lot of trending dances.
Sick. My favorite
Everyone
one
go
is
check
the one.
Out his channel.
Have you seen it? It's like the like. Dun, 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 dun. I like to get to know. Yes, I can show you.
Yeah.
He ate that.
Yes, give me all your numbers so I can show you. See my make a little
so good.
He is good. Yeah. So For You page of the week, him, because he made the Raju like a rodeo. And it's like so amazing that to see these influencers are able to impact so many people's lives and help the artists out at the same time, because truth be told, the influencers are helping the artists put their songs on the map, you know?
100%.
And like giving so much exposure to it. So it's so awesome to see the two go hand to hand.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have another one. I have one more. His name is Brett Sewell. He made the dance. He made this one.
Oh, good dance.
Oh, I did today.
He made this?
Yeah.
You've done this like four or five times.
spin it around and take it to the ground. And he's from London, and he's a smaller creator, but
that's awesome.
He's starting to create dances, and it's starting to take off, because just like the young lady Tracy,
yeah.
who created every dance mm-hmm. known to man right now that's the popped off. The one that made
Savage?
No, that's Kiki.
Who's Tracy?
Tracy is the girl who's been doing all the
I'm not a dance TikToker, so damn, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because you. Well, it is interesting because you are like, you're very like lifestyle, your content, and like yeah. you do a bit of everything.
But so,
like,
you can dance.
So like you can dance.
Yeah, I just haven't liked any dance content or like actually made yeah. dance content.
So that's really perfect. Like Axel being yours mm-hmm. is like perfect for you because yeah. he's kind of like a vlogger and like very like.
That fun. Is true. Yeah.
And then yours. Your two are both dancers, and I you and Char were literally doing that dance
in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
right. What about you?
For me, there's this one kid who's like, he's not even really a fitness influencer. He makes like healthy snacks, and his name's Trace Oates, or Trace's Oats, something like that. But love this kid. Like he just finds like fun ways to, like make healthy snacks that look so good.
Yeah,
and that like, I have a sweet tooth, so he literally makes like. Cookies and cream protein pancakes, and then it has like
link me.
It's cool because he makes it in such a fun way.
Yeah,
and then like at the end, like has all the nutrition facts, and it looks like it would be 3,000 calories because he has like this high of stacked pancakes, and it's like 400 calories, 50 grams of protein. Like it has all the like nutrition facts. And
I'm gonna need you to link me to that one.
No, it's the best, and literally like almost inspired. Like I want to like
cook.
I wouldn't say that's a resolution. It's more of a goal. Like
chicken and rice.
They right? love their chicken and rice.
I perfected yeah. that. But I do want to start like cooking. I don't know.
Yeah. I can see you cooking.
That's
and if you cook, it's I'm funny. Down to try your food. We could be your little yeah. test buddies. Yeah.
You literally
I would
can,
love to.
You should take like that portion of it and then QCP, how he just does the apron with his yeah. shirt off. You should do that.
Pasta you know bitch. What I think you should try now that we're talking about this? I want to see you make a cooking TikTok. You know, like that one girl that makes like the salmon and rice? I want to. Like, have you
Emily?
Seen? Yeah. Have you seen Newt?
Emily, you have
know
you who Newt is?
Wait, what?
All of her comments. Have you ever seen? I forgot her. Emily, like, Mirage,
I don't know her name.
But she's like famous for those videos and people love her. Or. Yeah, people love her.
Everyone loves her.
But it's so funny because, like, she doesn't show much personality in her videos at all. So everyone in the comments, like, assume things about her. They're like, Emily, have you ever hit a blunt? And, like, Emily, have you ever sharted? Like, just random shit. And people are like, it's pretty
not
funny.
My girl Emily. Don't do her like that.
No, all she's right. the best. That like, signature dish that she makes is so good.
Have you tried? I want to try with chicken. Yeah. I can't eat salmon.
I actually ate it.
I don't like salmon.
It's basically what we ordered in the Bahamas, just without the seaweed. Like
oh,
the
salmon
bowl.
Salmon.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
rice,
okay,
salmon,
okay.
avocado. Yeah.
I tried it, but it wasn't given. But it's also because I just eat like a kid. I had chicken tenders and french fries.
It's the best.
That part.
You can't
literally.
Go wrong with that. Segment two, show me your phone. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you want to go into this? So I think, I don't know.
I would love
I'm
to
curious.
See LaRae's phone and see his roster.
If you want to see my booty pics, just say that, sweetie.
I want to see him.
I hate looking at cardboard, so I would pass.
Oh. Right. Right.
Can't relate.
Right.
I'm kidding. I will never tear a cyst down. No, you think
girl
of.
Girl on girl power, right?
Hello.
Okay, so we're doing this segment we call going through each other's phones, which is really weird and kind of invasive, but I feel as though it'll bring us closer, don't y'all think?
It doesn't have to be invasive. Like,
I mean,
just
like,
go to your...
No, like, I just want to really see, when I type my name into your iMessage, what pops up. I'm very curious.
Your contact will come up. What do you mean?
Oh, all the messages that you...
I don't talk about you.
Well, let's find out.
Is that the first segment?
That's what I was going
to
do.
Type in Larry to the search bar at the top of the iMessage.
Oh, don't even... Let's show the camera. A lot of conversations.
Maxwell texted me today at 11:39. Larry is running late, of course.
Maxwell.
Naive, I throw Maxwell on the bus like
that. Oh, you bet your ass
Greg,
I said, of course he is.
Punch him in the eye socket.
Imagine we see them going at it off camera.
Let's go to see all.
I've been on my screen, my camera for
Nikita
12 and a half.
Some words to say about you.
Oh. Couldn't care less.
Oh, are you typing in Noah Beck or Noah?
Ooh. Yeah. I did. You just know you were... Oh, my God. It makes me so sweaty. Why are you getting... Don't stare at me like that. You have, like, eyes like Bowser.
Let me see.
Oh my god.
I can read it.
I would love, yeah, read
no,
it.
No, it's honestly, it's stupid. We don't have to read that.
I love stupid things. I'm not here.
you were just mentioned into a conversation me and Brady were having. That's pretty much it.
Do I want to know?
Hello, that conversation could have really been went anywhere.
I was upset that he liked like a half naked photo of Michael Yeager. It was like a
good looking dude.
Yeah, okay, love yeah. Michael. Go off, King. And and I go, I was like, yeah, you yelled at me for liking a picture of somebody, but yeah, you like a half naked photo. He goes, Noah Beck liked that. I go, Noah Beck's also dating Dixie D'Amelio and also straight. And that was a text. I'm not kidding. That's it.
But like, you know, I had to mention that. You know what I mean?
Why did I get brought up? Like,
well, because of what he said.
He said that you liked the photo, yeah. So what's the big deal?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said, well, because he's straight.
Michael's also like a friend of mine.
Well, yeah. And I was like, you don't know him. And so why'd you like his photo? It's.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't like.
Interesting. I was expecting way worse. He made it such a big deal.
No, just that's the first thing I saw. So it really caught me off guard because I forgot that conversation happened.
I'm curious to see your screen time. Mine's probably been pretty bad, honestly.
My screen time is 12 and a half hours a day.
You just know this? Wait. How do you find it? Oh, screen time. Oh, that's not that bad. 5 hours?
Dang, that's not bad at all. I spent half my day on my phone.
6 hours and 15 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't use my phone that much. How much is yours?
Wait, we should have guessed before we... damn.
Okay.
Wait, what do you...
What do I guess?
What do you think he spends the most time on? Honestly, probably iMessages.
iMessages or Snapchat.
I don't think you scroll through TikTok that much, do you? And Instagram, you like... Maybe Twitter. Okay. You're a big Twitter guy.
Is that your guesses?
Well, I just guessed every app. I'm going to solidify. I'm going to lock it in.
What's your first one?
iMessage.
Okay. Second one?
Twitter.
Okay. And the third one?
Snap.
No. It's Instagram.
Wow.
TikTok. Twitter.
Mm.
Snapchat.
Mm. Okay.
How do you see which that's part? Because
wait, good for you. You're not on that phone. You're on.
Damn, 12 hours. I know. What? How do I?
How much is yours? You didn't say yours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh. How do I check?
Let's see activity. Oh, you're a whore.
Hey,
you are a whore. 8 hours on Snapchat. How the fuck you on Snapchat?
He's always Snapchatting someone. I wouldn't be surprised if it's FaceTime too. You're always on the phone.
Mine is Snapchat, 2 hours and 12 minutes. TikTok, 2 hours. Instagram, 1.5 hours. Message is 25 minutes.
That's, she said, let me Snapchat.
Does it show?
Hello.
You doing business emails on Snapchat?
Does it show calls?
What?
Huh? Does it show calls?
No.
Because you're always calling someone.
Why are y'all calling me out?
No, it's not a bad thing.
Talking about
What is yours today?
You check up on
How long have you been on your phone today? I'm curious.
Today?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Mine is just 4 hours and 32 minutes.
Wait, how do you check today?
You're on track to... No.
How do you check today?
It's just say
for that. Reference, guys. It's 2 p.m.
Go to see activity in 8 hours today.
Damn, Markel. he'll wake up. He wakes up like
the wheel.
He wakes up early and just sits in his bed for hours just on his phone.
But that's
I post my content. I literally wake up every morning at 8:30 and post at 9 o'clock on Instagram and TikTok.
That's crazy.
And I will not get out of bed if I don't have to. But obviously,
she works in bed.
Thank you. Answer emails, phone calls.
To be able to.
Yeah.
I literally had
our job allows us to do that.
Unlike me, though, I personally think working in bed... Sorry. I personally think working in bed is, like, the opposite of me. I feel like I have to, get out of bed like and post somewhere else inside of my bed. I don't know. I hate just being in my room.
I love it, honestly. It gets me away from these whores.
Wait.
I'm kidding. No, whores.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, last time someone called me a whore and I almost lost in... throat.
Let's not start this back up, guys. Y'all are doing good. Y'all are doing good.
Let's go. How about this? Can I choose a date and then you show us a photo and then I describe the photo?
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Both of you.
Do we have the authority to do the same to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Give me a date.
Let's do. I'm feeling. July 22nd, 2021. Let's see where y'all were at on my birthday.
I got my picture.
Let me see. Let me see.
I got my picture.
July 22nd.
It's basically a picture of Noah with a Snapchat filter, and he looks like
He looks like a turtle.
All I have from that day.
He's giving very much turtle.
It's giving tortoise.
Is it? Okay. That's funny. All mine are screenshots from that day.
Ooh, he was getting receipts.
No, they were analytics that I had to send in to a brand.
She's a working girl.
Let me do it. September 14th.
Girl, I don't know where I was at, but I was just...
You were at the gas station. You were doing posted, a whole photo shoot.
I was
posted
at the gas station.
September...
September 14th, 2021. Oh my these, god, you had my birthday dinner!
Those are like the only pictures I have. We're at your birthday dinner. Me, guys. I don't think I've ever posted these. I didn't really like them. Just shortly after.
Hmm.
Our first... our photo shoot for this podcast, actually.
I live for that.
Would it be messy if if we read the last 10 people that we texted?
No, let's do it.
Oh. Oh.
If you're feeling ballsy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Let's.
Do you want me to go first?
Go first.
My very last... I'm not. You don't have to read what they said, but Dixie is my most recent. Then Julie, assistant. Or not assistant, but... She's helping me find an assistant. She's mm-hmm. the twins' assistant, Julie. Mm-hmm. Queen, love her. Curtis, mm-hmm. Maxwell, Larry, Sway Gym group chat, the 10K valet,
mm-hmm.
Dixie's apartment. I'm in a group chat called Dixie's Bitches with me, Dixie, and her friend Kate. And then Noah X Talent X chat. Nikita. And I don't know what number I'm at. Have you all been counting?
Yeah, I think
you're done.
I think you're done, too. Okay.
Mine is Garrett Moskowski, Russell from production team UTA.
Who's Garrett?
Carly Lawrence, my friend Lonnie. He's a stylist, okay. So he's going to help me find a lookbook. My manager, Chelsea. Stank as Sterling, that's her name in my phone.
Sterling, like Sterling's girl, gold girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bryant McKenzie from TikTok and my brother Butter.
Butter,
love that.
Yeah, B-U-T-T-A, Butter.
Butter, that's a cute name. Butter.
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 All right, Larry. Yep.
Mine is Chase. Quackity. Group chat with Zach and Greg. Noah, Sterling, Brady. I'm going to skip this person. We don't associate anymore. Daniel, Stevie.
But you're still texting him?
And Charlie. And then Ravon. And then Ricky Thompson. And then Rylan.
I
live.
Imagine I do my Kim Kardashian, Harry Styles.
I'm like Elon Musk.
Beyonce. We're going to cut off to a commercial break. After we cut back, we'll start up the hotlines and see who called in. So enjoy the commercial while we go drink some coffee.
Okay, so Markel, if you're not familiar with this segment,
yeah,
basically, Larry and I, or in this case, I tweeted out, because I knew my responsibility. I tweeted out the hotline that they were supposed to call, and we gave them a little prompt. We gave our fans here a little prompt, and we were like, tell us about your first or your worst dating experience.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be hearing some stories here.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be giving our input. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
She's on Xanax.
You're laughing. These sound so funny.
She watched Euphoria one time.
And don't know how to act. Yeah. All right, we got our first caller coming in. Her name's Lydia. Let's see what Lydia had to say about her
voicemail. Voicemail, it's not like a live call.
Okay, so this is not my story. It's one of my friends.
Snitch.
Basically what happened is he went on a date with this girl, right? And they had fun, had some drinks, dinner. And he invited her back to his place. Arrived at his place, went to the room, you know, did
things. What a nasty fucking bitch.
Fell asleep after. Okay. While he was sleeping, suddenly he felt something warm. And then he kind of woke up.
She pissed on him.
And he smelled really bad smell.
She shitted on him.
This girl. This girl just shit in his bed.
I thought it was.
And he got so mad because he's like a neat freak too. So he got really mad. And like he even told her to like buy him a new mattress. Like it was really bad. And
I would have been so
embarrassed. It was the funniest thing I ever heard. So I wanted to share it with you guys.
You're such a fake friend for sharing that story.
Thank you, Lydia.
Lydia, girl, I'm never gonna rob a bank with you. You a snitch.
No, Lydia, she her friend wasn't the girl, her friend was the boy.
Okay.
I wonder why she shit herself.
Was because she too drunk?
I feel like I'm gonna be honest with
you. She kinda missed that. She left that part out
with y'all. I've done it before.
You shit on somebody?
I shitted in someone's bed last year.
Larry.
And I have an explanation. So it's, you know my friend Brian B. Nasty? Mm-hmm. I went to stay at his house for a little cleanse, and his mom's a witch, and she did like a little brew spell on me, and then he gave me something to drink. And I know that when you know, witches put spells on you or something, it has to cleanse you. So when they said cleanse, I thought like, oh, like my aura. No, it was an actual cleanse. So at 3 a.m, I shitted on him.
Just like Lydia said, shitted on him.
And I was so shook.
Wait, was your clothes on?
Yes.
And
I was shook.
Okay, so what happened? Did you wake up to it, or did you literally sleep the rest of the hours and wake up?
I woke up to it.
Like immediately?
No, I woke up the next morning, like, and it was just, it was...
So it had time to like soak in, like
it marinated. It was so okay.
It marinated.
So
this
to my
girl
Lydia, hold on, you're not alone. We hear you. We see you.
No, Lydia,
your community
didn't do it.
Accepts you.
Lydia ain't do it.
Yeah, no,
it
Lydia
was her
didn't
friend.
Do it.
Her friend was the guy who picked up the girl.
Oh, to the girl, we're here for you.
That part.
It's okay. Shit on him. Piss on the flow. It don't matter.
Well, this reminds me of that TikTok, because you see how he said they did the do and then they went to sleep naked. So I would have woke up and be like, why are your clothes on?
The juicy right. Why are your clothes on? So I guess I can't really, I mean, you can feel free to answer, but because you've done this, it's like different. What would you do in this scenario? Like, what would you do if you woke up to someone
shitting on you?
Shitted on the bed.
So, are you saying, is it me shitting or finding the
both,
shit?
Both. We're going to go through both scenarios.
Okay, so therefore, if I was the one shitting,
right,
I can sense, like, sometimes, like, I've pissed myself twice, not in anybody else's bed, it was in my own bed, but I woke up pissing. I was in a dream, and...
No, that's don't even make that face. That's completely...
Yeah, I was in a dream.
I wasn't making that face.
Unless it's me, you're the only people in the world. Like, I've literally caught myself in a dream. I'm like, yo, why am I pissing in my dream? And then I'm like, whoa.
Right, literally woke up and you like pinch it off and go run to the toilet. Yeah. And then if I was the shitter, I mean, if I was the person who found the shitter...
Wait, hold on. Like, the shit's out. Like, let's just say, like, you were really... drunk.
This is
you don't drink. We know that. But like, let's just say you were really drunk for the sake of the story, and like you woke up and you had no control, but like you shitted.
So did the person find me, or can I wake up in the middle of my shit?
No, the person found you. You guys woke up. But like,
so what I would do is try to turn it back on it. See, this is your fault. Why the fuck? Why did you give me so much to drink? And then you kicked me in my rib cage when I was sleeping and made me shit.
Can't control
now
my
now I'm shitty booty ass.
Rib.
You know what? And they're like, wait, no more college. It's don't even say back up. And then I would make them feel it.
That's called gaslighting, and I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would gaslight the hell out of them.
Okay, so let's say you woke up to someone shitting. Let's say you were the victim of the shit in your bed. Like, it's your bed and someone shit in it.
Not the victim of the shit. It's no one's fault. So as feel as though if someone shitted in your bed, you have to be respectful. You can't be like, hey, shitty booty ass bitch, out.
Well, let's see what Markel has to say. Let's say someone shit in your bed.
Depending on the color of the shit, I would have to like, because, you know, sometimes it'd be green, brown. And if it's a solid shit or if it's diarrhea, because if it's a solid shit, it's just like dog shitting in your bed. Kip done shit on my flow, and I stepped in, I'm going to my closet, and that shit get between your toes and stuff. I was ready to uppercut Kip, kick his ass out, and cut both his legs off. He was going to be a very much amputee, ready to roll out. But like you said, I want to make the person feel bad because I know it's already. And if it didn't get on me.
But what if it's on you? It's like completely on you. It's like on your leg.
We probably would have started fighting.
Smeared in on your leg.
You shitty booty bitch. I would have just started, woke up and went haymaker. They would have thought my ass was Tyson after that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next caller. We're dwelling too much on shitty booty. Next caller.
So when my brother and his girlfriend broke up, she wrote him letters and she left it on her front porch. And I took them before he ever saw them. And I read all of them and then hid them in my room. And it's been like a year and I still haven't given them to him. And I probably never will.
Wait, that's it. You evil as hell, bitch.
Just wicked. Wait, what did they say?
Just she is wicked.
She, so, Safin says you and Dixie broke up.
Well,
and,
I get the scenario, but I want to know what the cards say.
Oh, the letters.
I want to know what they say.
He probably was apologizing, trying to, or whoever the case may be who left the letter was apologizing, realizing they needed that person in their life. And they were thinking, let's do it the sweet way. I don't want to do text. I want to do something that's very much meaningful because in this time and day, our generation just texts us. So yeah. It's like, way more sentimental if you get pen and paper and write it down.
100%.
That's so like, the fact that that little girl, my sister would have got nice little uppercut to the back.
Yeah, she really left us on a cliffhanger. Like, she told us, like, what she did, but she didn't say, like the content. Like, what if it was literally, like, a letter saying, like, I hate you? Like, what if it was, like,
it still would have been a closing for me.
Yeah.
It would have been what?
Easier to close that part of my life off. Now I'm just left in the dark to not know how that other person felt.
Oh, I know. Yeah, those could have either been, those letters could have been reassurance or like the final straw.
And see, if it was the final straw, I feel like the sister would have gave it to him and be like, see, I told you she or he didn't want you. But the fact that she hit him still to this day, meaning that they wanted to get back together and she didn't like that girl or the guy. So she's like, nope, not giving it to her. I'm going to hide it.
She's evil.
That is a little very much evil. Anonymous girl, we watching you. Take my letters. You might lose your arm. Next caller.
Hi, I just want to say that I love you guys.
Love you too.
So much. Super excited for this podcast. Okay, so this happened about like 4 years ago. I met this guy on Tinder and I went out on a date with him because he went to my college. I hadn't seen him before at school, but you know, it's kind of like a you and me thing, like, oh, we both go to the same college. But so we go to Dave and Buster's and we're probably like 20 minutes in and it's like it's nice. He's cute. But he seems very distracted. Like, he keeps looking for somebody the entire date. And he would leave a couple of times during the date. He'd be like, oh, I'll be right back. And, he'd come back maybe, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later. He did this, like, maybe three times.
He was on
a
date with two people.
So on the fourth time when he leaves again, I follow him. And he goes up to this, like, older lady. And I'm, like, kind of confused. I'm like, okay, this is sus. This is weird. So I go up to them. And I'm like, hi. And she's like, we've been busted. And I'm like, what? Basically, it's, he brought his mom on this date. So his mom starts telling me that it's his first date. And that she's just there to give him pointers. And I'm like, okay. Because at this point, like, we're both grown. And so she goes, well, since the cat's out of the bag, I'll just join you guys. So she joins us on the date. And she starts giving me pointers during the date.
At one point,
I just, like, lie and said that, like, my friend has to, like, do something or like she's in distress and I have to leave right away. So I leave
a distress call
early and I never spoke to him again because like it was just like the most awkward thing in the world and like embarrassing for me.
Okay, I thought it was cute when like
okay, so like at first like the initial response like everyone would have like, oh, it's his mom, that's so cute, but then you have to remember that they're in college. And
still though, because
but still, he was sheltered and protected his whole life. He ain't gonna know what to do.
And also,
I understand,
hold on.
But like,
That was good.
I personally think if I caught a guy talking to his mother and she snuck there for our date, I would be like, you're getting the Gluck Gluck 9000.
Oh, wow.
That's really? So cute. Yes, because I think that's so cute. You're a mama's boy and like you don't know what's going on. Like you're nervous. I get that.
Okay, but you're also but you're also in your early 20s.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. When you go home, does your mom do your laundry? When you go home, does your mom do your laundry?
Of course she does.
Okay.
Would I take on a date?
You guys didn't get it.
You're kind of like infamous for this. You always like somehow like try to make an example and the example is just like nothing near.
Wait, I'm sorry that I think that's adorable and cute. You do shit that I'm like, ew, that's fucking weird, but you think it's cute.
Talk about him. Let's hear him.
Wait, no. Let's stay on this anonymous call. So I think it was cute, but at the same time, the mom should have knew her place not to jump in on that girl and start trying to give her
advice.
That's
what I'm saying. That part is a little weird and creepy, and I would have been like, get the...
Exactly, but if you think about it, fast forward to 5 years, they got married. That mom still would have been living in a relationship. Sweetheart, you shouldn't treat my son like that. Ma'am, this is our marriage. Let us do what we do best.
I absolutely agree with you on that part, you know. But like that, I still think that's cute that the mom was like eavesdropping on the date.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
After that, let's go home. Let's go pay your taxes. You know, go play some fucking words.
Where's your husband, mom?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm conflicted on this one. It is weird. Like, what do you mean? Ugh.
No,
like, as much as I want
to
be like, oh, that's
I literally
cute.
Love how he be ready to pick a fight with you. What do you mean? But at the same time, he do too.
Wait, what? I'm not that type of person.
As much as I want to be like, oh, my, that's kind of cute. Because like, I'm a mama's boy. Like, I love my mom. But like, would I ever take her on a date? Like, she would drive me when I was 15 to go to the movie theaters with like a girl that I was crushing on. Like,
I love that so much. I think that stuff is so cute.
But I couldn't drive, and like, at some point, you kind of have to.
Do you call
let
your mom for girlfriend advice?
And, like,
I'm so
spread
curious.
His wings. What?
Do you call your mom for girlfriend advice at all? No.
Yeah. No, I'm very close to my mom.
So hold on.
No, yeah, I'll call my mom just about everything. Like,
see, that's I find that so cute.
Yeah, but would I take her on a date with you?
Okay, you keep dwelling on the date part.
It's not that.
It's not given that.
It's the part that she sat with her was weird for me.
That part.
Her being at the date.
No, but even before. No,
because even if she
I don't even have to get to
him at the date.
Okay, but I don't even have to get to that point of like.
He's making this about him. This isn't about you.
Right. No, I would never take my mom on a date.
I'm putting myself in their shoes.
You're not.
You're not.
Like, people aren't confident in just like.
Not everyone has abs and a beautiful face, Noah.
Thank you.
With a great personality and who's ready to
not the head tilt. Say thank you, ho.
That was my thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I can't dwell on this any longer. Please, next caller, I'll bop him in his eye socket.
Hi, my name's Millie, and this is my worst first date. So my worst first date was when I went on a date with this kid, and he was my friend, and we decided we were just going to pick up the food and take it home because it was starting to get crowded. So we ordered our food and our milkshakes, and our milkshakes came before our food when we asked for it after. And we had to wait another hour for our drinks to come. So by the time we finally got our drinks, which they had forgotten and we had to ask them to get, our milkshake was already melted. And our food was probably almost already cold. Then we started to walk home, and it started to rain on us. And we were going to go swimming that afternoon, but then it decided to storm. So it wasn't, like, the person that was bad. It was just
the experience.
Horrible timing.
Yeah, girl. I'm so sorry, Millie Miley.
But if you guys end up seeing this, I'm a big fan of you guys,
and I love what
you guys are doing.
Millie.
And,
Millie.
Yeah, just thanks for being amazing.
Of course, thank you for being
amazing,
Millie.
Queen,
Millie.
Love you. I was going to say, she said, and the food was probably already cooked. Baby, if it was an hour, that food's stale.
The food is stale by
the end. And Millie, the milkshakes weren't too bad because they're a little bit easier to drink after they melt. You wouldn't be sucking through a straw like you trying to suck a turtle through a damn water hose. But at the same time, Millie, I'm so sorry that your date went bad, but I'm quite sure he still enjoyed that time with you.
You know what we should do now? Oh,
wait,
so
hold on.
Sorry.
This is my, like,
I had an epiphany.
This is my favorite segment. Like, honestly, she painted a picture for us. Like,
she
I know we all saw that whole
thing
in our head. Like,
they're finally
like,
so
did you see
glad
what Millie looked like?
Because
I have a visual of what Millie looks like.
Hello. No, and
I don't think I put a name
is,
to them. I just, like, the whole scene of them walking home. I can see them running with the food on top of their head.
No,
like,
but I can see them literally walking into the restaurant, fully sunshine. Oh my God, we're going to go swimming after we have a little lunch. Bitch, walk out of the restaurant.
Boom.
Black Cloud follows them all the way home.
They finally get into the house. They just throw their food against
them. I know, literally.
Okay, so thank you guys all for your amazing calls, but I have
There's not much advice we can give on that one. Just try it again.
Tackle that one more time.
Bad timing, but great person. Yeah. So keep going.
But honestly, a fun story. Like great story. You guys share that of stories, with each other.
Do y'all have any embarrassing date stories?
Oh, this is where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have one.
No, I'm really curious to hear his. I want to hear it because I know you got some fucked up ones, girl.
No. Interesting thing, I've never been on a date.
Okay, like a link up.
Wait, what?
Let's do a little link up.
No, glory. Chatham link ups weren't good.
Let's hear one.
I tried to link up. Well, no.
Let's get to the GC.
I tried to link up and you know what? I'll tell it. I was talking to somebody on a dating app, tried to link up and get there. They asked me for money. So
how often how recent was this?
No need to talk about it. It was what?
So they knew you got money.
No, I don't think so.
It's Markel.
Yeah, I had money.
I know your profile picture like you with the Ferrari.
Spread on the top, like no, but I don't think they knew I had money because I didn't want to discuss that. But if they looked my name up from Tinder, because you remember we did the partnership with Tinder, and I was just swiping just for fun.
So this is recent.
Noah,
she put two and two together.
Hello, but child, it's just like being out here in LA. I'm tired of the drought. Literally, it's lonely. I sit there and see Noah and Blake. I mean. Noah and Dixie, Amelie and Blake, and then Vinny be having his little one-twos too, and I'm just sitting there like, hey, yeah. Kip.
Yeah.
Hey, Kip. This is just us.
It's okay, baby.
Literally. Okay. So I try it out, and I'm just swiping on Tinder. We talk for a little minute, meet up, ask me for money.
Like gas money, right?
$80, it's random. So then...
What?
Yeah, I go in, I'm not discussing anything else, but I go in and then two more people walk in right behind me. Give us the money. Give us the money.
What?
I swear to God.
Oh. You got jumped on your date?
Yeah, but I didn't get jumped. I ran. They said, give us the money. So mind you, it was in their house. Yeah, it was in their house.
$80.
It was two beds. I was sitting on this bed and they were over there. Two people walk in. Give us the money, and why you here anyway? That's my significant other. I said,
I'm out.
Right, so.
Wait, this isn't real.
I swear to God.
It's giving love and hip hop.
Literally. So I'm sitting there, and you know I don't really like confrontation
too
much.
Why have I never heard of this?
Because I don't like to tell the story.
This is scary.
It's very traumatizing. It really is. I swear, and wait till I tell it. So. Give them the money, and then they walk in the bathroom, and they all on that side of the room now. So the door is over here, like the front door, and I'm like, I have to make a break for it. And then I'm like, okay. I reach in my pocket to go get the money, and I think I still eventually dropped the money anyway because I never found the $80 back. But I run out the door. Hey, get over here. I'm running. They running behind me. All three of them. I swear to God, y'all. I'm running. Now, mind you...
What is happening?
I'm running. I get down the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. Out the door. Bam. They running behind me. Now, mind you, I Ubered there. Don't know why. Didn't want to take the test, see? I Ubered there. But it's good that I did Uber. And I'm running down the street. Running down the street. And then they chase us. Hey, stop running. Come here. Come here. Don't make me. I have to come out to you. So, mind you, I run in blatant traffic. I run across the street. About to get hit by cars. But I'm like, I would rather get hit than get caught by these people. So, then they all three chasing me. I run across the street. Oh, run up the street. Run back across the street. And mind you, I used to run cross country in high school. So, I had the stamina.
I've seen you run.
Literally. So, then I keep running up the street. And then I see them slowing down. And then I kind of cut back across. And I run into a gas station. I hop behind the shelf and duck down. And I'm on my phone trying to order an Uber 25 minutes away. I'm like searching for another car.
Next thing you know, Markel steals a car.
No, and I'm bent down.
Him and
now,
the chopper.
Mind you, the gas station people, sir, what are you doing? What are you doing back there? And I'm like, I'm just waiting for an Uber. I'm so sorry. You have to buy some or get out. I say, oh my God. So mind you, I didn't have the $80. Didn't do nothing. So I'm like, Apple Pay, Apple Pay. And I was like, my Apple Pay wasn't working. So I was like, sir, is it okay if I just stand by the front door until my Uber gets here? Yes, that's fine, but stand where I can see you. I'm like, so I'm standing behind this shelf.
Did you not tell them that there were men chasing you?
No. Why? Why would I do that?
Why not?
I was so scared. I didn't think of all these scenarios. I'm like, how for you get beat up and drugged?
Over $80.
$80.
They down bad.
How did $80 down bad? That some people that's had. Like, you just bored. Like, you gotta be bored as fuck to just be
that
like,
part, and the
like,
fact what? That they cornered me in there.
Wait, so was it three guys that cornered you or like a girl?
Two girls, one guy. I was like, not here for it, because bitch was
that's a whole movie.
So did you call the Uber?
Yeah, I got an Uber and I got home. But mind you, I saw their car pull into the gas station and I'm like, they done finally caught me. They look in, I'm ducked down, they don't see me pull off. And the Uber came like 10 minutes after that.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God. And never have I ever tried to date again in LA.
No, yeah, that's scary. Yeah, I'm was, so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How did you don't the, deserve how did that. The,
like, was at first, like, was he flirting with you? And then all of a sudden he was just like, hey, give me $80. Like, how did the.
It's just a very traumatizing story. I don't. What about you guys? Is I just really
yeah,
like.
I think we should let you go first.
Yes.
You really.
You should have gone last.
You should have went last.
I know. Y'all, you said you wanted
no, I'm honestly sorry that happened to you. And on God, I really want you to be safe because LA is just full of crazy people. And yeah. You have so much.
Let me come with you next date. I'll come with you and just stand if by the
Noah
door.
Was there,
and just
stand he by the door. Beat they that asses. Part,
literally, y'all. No, but it's so crazy because when I was walking up to the house, I saw the two girls standing outside, but not me thinking like, there's no way that this they could have been. Yeah, and they just out there smoking, what? And I'm like, there's no way that they're connected to this.
Was it giving crackhead GTA girls?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. The street walk. Spaghetti.
They're walking in. Give me the $80.
Spaghetti top. Red spaghetti top with a jean set, with a jacket. It was like, it wasn't even a full jacket. It was a vest with the sleeves cut off. Oh, so, no. Sis oh, came no. in with the spaghetti scraps out.
She didn't like, give a fuck.
No. No fucks given. And she told me something. I was sitting right there. The other person is there. And she walked in. What you talking about? Write him them $80 and then goes to the sink and was like, I don't even know what you doing here anyway. And I'm like, so y'all set me up. Like,
No. What I think it was, but this is just me reading into it because I'm a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
What if he told his girl that you were like, he was probably doing like a deal with you, like a drug deal or something. And she, I don't know. I can't answer this.
Yeah,
I want to debunk it so bad. I want to debunk it so bad. Noah, do you have any crazy stories for us?
Yeah, what's a crazy date you've gone on?
I really don't have any. Even before Dixie, I like...
Super vanilla. Do I have any crazy stories?
I feel like you might have me beat on this.
I know
like, nothing's coming
have.
To mind. Because I'm trying to find something that matches to that.
I have
one
from my past.
Yeah, okay.
When I lived in the hood.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's disturbing.
Okay, I'll be interested.
Mine starts back on my Facebook days.
Okay.
And when I was, you know, in the closet, it was like a super fun thing for like low-key gays to like hook up. Like talking to someone and no one knowing that y'all are both like gay is the most exhilarating thing. You know what I mean? It gets like doing coke.
Blood pumping, right?
Crazy. Never done coke before. But it's like doing, you know, like it's like doing like a protein. What do you straight boys do?
Why did you get protein? Doing a protein?
I don't know what straight boys do.
So we put protein.
But I was talking to this boy on Facebook and I DM'd him and I was like, quick question. He was like, what's up? And I was like, where did you get your drip from? Me trying to like slide in his DMs. And he goes, bro, I'm not gay. And I go, bro, not me either. I actually just want to know where your shoes are from. And so he told me, and then I was like, oh, chill, where are you from? And we started talking, and then long story short, I was like, oh, we should like kick it one day. Back in the day, kick it means kick it.
So kick it means
were you on to him?
It.
Like, were you on to him? Like,
I
when
can,
he said like my gay, not gay, like
yeah, but that's I just knew. Like, I had a feeling.
He was almost like too defensive about
he
it.
He also went to my school, so I knew him.
Oh,
and I just saw his like I know your mannerisms, like, and I just was just like fuck it, like I haven't. There's nothing to lose. Like, I'm not gonna tell you I'm gay. You know, like it's
okay. Keep going.
So he drove the metro station, or he took the metro station to my street. And we met up at the metro station, the Blue Line, Slauson. I remember like it's the back of my head. And so I go to this train station on my little scooter, and I was 15 at the time, mind you. And so we link up and we're chilling. We're like, let's go to the park. And he was like, you blaze it? And I go, blaze it? And he goes, you light up? I go, oh no, I don't smoke. So all right, let's go to the park. I'll smoke and then we go back to your house. So we're at the park and we're in like the corner, like the cut. I'm talking like the cut of the park. I ain't never seen this area a day in my life. I bet you it was new. And he's like rolling his like blunt, and I'm over here feeling like Rue from Euphoria. I'm like,
I love you holding it down for you, nigga.
I'm like, yeah.
I'll be on the lookout.
There'll be. But so he's rolling, and he's like, and I like talking to me. And so he asked me this question. He's like, so like, are you like into like what do you do like when you're like bitches? And I was like, you know, like I like
you go into detail.
You know, yeah, I was trying so hard. I was like, you know, sometimes I like to do this, sometimes I like to do that. I don't want to say this because like I would never say this now.
Right.
And I was like, oh, for sure. So like, have you ever like did that to like anybody else? I was like, what do you mean? He's like a guy. And I was like, no, but like I've always wanted to try. And he goes, bro, you gay as fuck. I go, like, I was joking. It's a prank.
It's a prank.
Oh no, it gets worse, bitch. So he's smoking, he's talking, and he's like, so like, would you ever like do anything with a guy? And I was like, yeah, like why not? He goes, all right, bet, because like me too, like let's try it. And then I was like, okay, bet.
Wait,
so
this guy was like flaming you for it?
No, yeah, like no. I knew, like you know if you know.
Yeah, you have no.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, like sure. So we go behind the fucking like the lake. The lake of the park. It was a nice park, girl. It gave Caucasian. We go behind the park of like the lake, and like we're kissing and stuff. Like we're not like.
Not.
How young were you talking?
I was 15 and he was 16, and we were pop kissing each other because I think we were both scared to make out. I didn't know how to make out, so I was like pop kissing him, and he was like, "Do you want to give me?" You know, he wanted me to go, you know, below the belt. And I was like, oh, I don't do that, bro. Like, I think that's too far. You know, me trying to play the part. I was like, oh, that's too far. And he was like, all right, bet. But he was like, can I at least like, you know, like touch it? And I go for it, bro. And I kid you not, this is the saddest thing in my life. All I hear is, hey. And I go, and it's security. Would I tell you, I was so shook to hear that my mom find out about me doing anything gay. I ran like no other. So I tried to run. Mind you, key story, I told you where we were at, behind the pond.
Right.
Bitch, tell me why I found the pond. Why did I sink to the pond? Literally down the pond. So I got caught. Like, he ran, he got away, I got caught. But the security didn't tell me it was a guy. So my mom called me, like, hooking up with somebody, but she didn't know it was a guy. So dodge the bullet there. Yeah. And I fell into the pond.
How? Did he take your scooter?
I jumped over like it was like bushes and we were on this side. Imagine like this is the pond, bush right here. Now I'm celibate.
How was school after that?
Oh my God. I think he still has me blocked on Facebook to this day.
Actually.
Yeah.
What's he up to?
I hope he's doing great. He was really cute. And he was a Scorpio. No, I don't know anything about Scorpios, but no, he was actually not that bad. But at school, we actually had a class together, and we did not speak like or look each other's way. It was like we were scared of each other. That's insane. Weird.
That's funny.
Yeah, if you're watching this, hit me up. Like I want to make sure you're doing well. So with that being said, should we wrap up? Because I think...
Well, that wrapped up that segment.
Yeah.
But guys, this was amazing. Thank you so much for having me on. You guys are going to kill this new podcast.
I'm excited.
It's literally going to kick ass and take names. I can tell the dynamic between you two are electrifying. And
you're so nice. I love you. I love you so much.
And
I love
on you guys. A serious note, I really do wish you all the best with... what did we come up with a new genre? What was it?
No, say what you said. Ghetto rap.
No, R and soul. I really want to see
ghetto gospel.
Really want to see you do that. That pretty much wraps it up. If you haven't,
it's 2:48. Oh my God, I have to go.
Make sure you go check out Markel and all of his socials. It's Markel Washington on everything, right?
Yes, sir.
King.
Keep all it cute and simple.
Of course. And
y'all got
also,
to have to take my lips dry.
Obviously. Larry and I as well. Go check out all of our platforms if you want to stay in touch with us. You don't have to. You don't feel obligated.
But make sure you tune in every week
and follow our podcast on all socials at
Put a Sock in It Pod on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
OnlyFans.
Well, scratch the last one, but everything goes.
Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll put some exclusive content.
I'm down.
Our bloopers.
Hey.
What?
Not going to question it.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.